Sadeh Chazara, Siyata Deshmaya. We're discussing the very end of the last Chazara Shi on Thursday, the Mishnah. Let's open up. We have a Sugas HaGemara over here about Basar and Gvina. Chinoga Zebazer Mayhavi. Tzonen B'tzonen Hu. Nei Deklipa Lo Boi. Hadacha Mi Lo Boi. We discussed the question of what does it mean Hadacha? When do you require Hadacha? Does Hadacha mean Shifshuf? That we just already spoke about on Thursday. I don't want to repeat what we spoke about then. But we did not get a chance to do because we ran out of time. What happened if the person didn't do it? He's supposed to do whatever it may be, right? In some cases, he has to be a shifshuf, has to be a hadacha, and he didn't do it. So now what happens when he didn't do it? What do you do then? Okay? So the Taz talks about this. Now, for those who have forgotten, we've moved into Simchat Tzadi Aleph. We made a lot of progress we made on Thursday. We got all the way into Tzadi Aleph. So the Taz is as follows. Very beginning of Tzadi Aleph. Okay. He starts by saying as follows. I'm reading the Sifkan from the beginning. Oh. So he says, what's the Shema Amina? It's the same thing as the Mishnah. Yeshlomo says the Taz, Ahava Amina, Dafka, Bosa, Gvina, Atzma. Ava Bekli Shalem, Ein Tzorach Lizo. Here. Kamash Malon, Dechomidi, Deboi Adachov, Afilu Bekli. Where do you get it from? Nay, the Kli B'lo Boy Hadachah Mi Boy. We saw the Gemara. The Tali Tam of Hadachah Memela Komidi the Bina Hadachah. Shove it in. Fine. Yes, we know. Here's another Kasha. Komokan the Bidi Evan Mutal of Hashin and Mitchila Shema Ishkach. Mucha Bekama Duchti. Im Kain Amai Hashin and Kan. Dilma Ocha B'lo Hadachah. Kevin the Yocha B'lo Hadachah Ein Isser. Why? We spoke a lot of time about that. Most of Tzadi Aleph we didn't learn that. We learned it back in Kufay. The whole issue of Tato Govar and all that stuff. And Klipa. So it's Yesh Loma. The Bechol Mokom, the Ein Isser, Boru, Lefoneinu, El Asafek, and Yesh Kan Isser. Petzorot Risha, Achar Zeh. But Zeh Arminon came into the Evet Shari, Mutal Lisvach, Lechatchila, Ala Dvisha Shayas Achazem. Mashenkin Khan Shish Isur Borur Mashiyosin Bosa Kosher Beklisha Lisur Aliyesh Totakana Bahadocha Bazel Osamchin Aladocha Shachakach Deshema Yishkach. No, there was only a suffix. We were lying. If it's a Vadai, we're afraid he is going to forget. His friend is going to forget. No. And he forgets. What happens then? So first of all, the Prima Gaudim discusses the following question.
What is
the Safek case and the Vada case? Right, that's the Taz's answer. Safek case, what can be Mekel if it's Mutta B'di Evid?
Mekel to what?
Mekel.
Isn't our original question, you forgot, so how is this?
The question is as follows. The Taz's question is as follows. We have a general rule. The general rule is that whenever it's going to be mutter b'di'evet, he's assuming it's mutter b'di'evet, so you're not worried about it. The answer is that's only if it's a doubtful case. It's a certain case, we are worried about it even if it's going to be good b'di'evet. He's assuming it's good b'di'evet. The Prima Gaudim says, well, who said it's good even b'di'evet over here? Who says? Maybe here is what we call a klipa, which is asa min adin, asa b'di'evet. You may remember we discussed that way back in Simchat Kufay, that he quotes these. Yesh deyos, where you need a klipa, not just a hearing, you only need hadacha. Even a klipa is kosher b'di'evet, kavachomer, where it's lacking hadacha. So the Prima Gaudim slugs up that kavachomer. Why? Because the whole idea that we say it's mutter, the klipa b'di'evet, who the klipa is not mikir adin, only a chumra b'alma. But if it is, take a look over here. It says, again, if you mash echlof sham, Hera the Kliba min Adin, also Filu b'Di'evit. That's the Taz in the third line. So that schlugs up the whole Taz. When do we? The whole base of the Taz is that by Kliba is kosher b'Di'evit, Kavachomer only by Hadacha. So the Prima Gadol, no. If you remember, we spoke about it a long time ago. It's only a Kliba which is Lechatchila, which is not min Adin, a Chumer b'Yalma. Then it's good b'Di'evit. But maybe a Kliba which is Medina is not good b'Di'evit. Maybe here also not good b'Di'evit. The whole Taz's assumption may not be correct. Right? Who says this assumption is correct in the first place? Not so simple. So let's take a look, just if you want to see it more clearly and quickly, in Bari HaShulchan. I brought my armaments here, my Bari HaShulchan, my Megillah Sefer. Those are the ones we use it most of the time these days. They're all great. We'll see. Here in Simon Sadiyav and the Bari HaShulchan, Sivkot and Vov. Why? Quotes over here from the Taz. Come on, it's only been Chatchila, but the Eved, they weren't mapping so much. Yeah? He quotes a Chavis Das. There's always going to be Shishim. Always going to be Shishim. And some disagree. The way the Prima Gadam understood it from the Mashal and others. No, even with the Eved. And of course, Rabbi Cohen, Nir Lahachim B'Divrayim. He wants to be Machmas with the Reim. He wants to be Machmas. It may be not good with the Evid. Aye, the Taz is Raya. We saw the Prima Gadim shlug up the Taz is Raya. The Kitzur is the Machlokas between the Poskim. What's it with the Evid in such a case? Okay, let's put this aside for the moment. Move on to the next issue. It's a much more very, very, very important Halacha Lamais issue, which is found in the Siv Beis. Okay, moving on to progress. Simon Sadi Aleph, Siv Beis. Komidi de boy hadacha kagon laniach baser heter tzonin bekorash al iser tzonin also lechatchila dilma achel below hadacha. You may forget dafke mevushad la baruchi hadacha alamidi baruchi hadacha kon baser chay ki yosibo shari lechatchila. Right, these things we saw, it's all based on the Rashba, based on the Sugis HaGemara, and now we have to get to some of the nitty gritty to see how this affects us halacha lemaisa in daily life, potentially. This really can happen even in our daily lives. It's possible. I'm not saying really does. It really is possible. Let's take a look and see. Fine. So far it says, that's it. Finished. You can't put anything on a tray for dish, because why? You have to rinse it off, and you may forget, because you don't do it all the time. Ramon. The distinction is made between whether the original kli is bolea b'tzone or bolea b'chamin. Is that correct? Is that not correct? Where did it come from? Where did this distinction? The Rambam made it up? It didn't come from nowhere. So the Taz Gimel gives away the secret. So wait a minute. So the question becomes, what if it was used for chamin and you want to use it now for tzonen? So the Ramah seems to say it's not allowed. And the Shach says he doesn't understand why. He's a long explanation of the Shach, of the Ramah, excuse me. He says he thinks the Ramah is incorrect. The Ramah is incorrect. Okay. Take a look. Abba, after quoting and explaining so beautifully, as only the Shach can, Abba called the Barav mitchilasan v'atzofan enem avonimli. That's a pretty sharp critique. From the beginning to the end, I don't understand what he's talking about. The Ramah says the Shach here in Sivkot on Gimel. He thinks he doesn't understand the whole thing. He thinks it's not. I don't go into all the details. He quoted a Torah. Torah doesn't exist. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So what is the Shach's bottom line? The Shach's bottom line is, it's not a problem if you are now using tzonen. I don't care what it absorbs. Who cares what happened until now? Now I'm using tzonen. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. So if I'm using tzonen, I'm allowed to eat cold on a tray for dish. Why not? I'm a b'shtamash and I'm ahead of tzonen. Pshita d'yein chilek. I don't care how it absorbs. It's irrelevant. He quotes Aran in Masechta Pesachim. If you use chametz b'chamin, Black on white. So the shach is quite explicit, and partially we follow the shach, that it's not a problem. It's not a problem. That's the Pashup Shad is that way, even though it said the Ramah seems to go not that way. Partially follows like the shach. Now, that's, it's okay. When's it okay? So the Ramah says, you know, it's okay if you're in a bit of a tight situation. But the Chatchila, you shouldn't do it. Take a look at the Taz Beis. Herring. That's what the Marashal says. And the Ramah writes, no. So that's everyone has to judge for himself what's considered a chatchil, what's considered a b'diyevin. On a poshup shot level, if a person is in a situation in his own house, everything's considered to be a chatchil. Just rinse everything off, or don't use that kind of a kli, which is not acceptable. Kasher it, right? Because if you don't kasher it, there's going to be a problem that you may end up using it inappropriately down the road. So therefore, we should kasher it, we should say lechatchila, it shouldn't be used. If a person's in a restaurant, we say that by contrast, someone's in a restaurant, he's not going to see that kli ever again, and he has no ability to kasher it. So therefore, it seems to me that in a restaurant, whatever is cold should be permissible. Now it should be permissible, as the shach writes, even if it's considered a davalach, a davalach. Take a look, if you will. He quotes it from the Mefurish of Mechaber, Simen Sadi Dalid, Sif Gimel. It's all from the Shach. He says as follows: Mut the loss is a tocha to a treifa dish, peiros otzonim otz kevan she'eno nana miguf iser. You're getting nothing out of it. Nothing's coming out of it. So it should be het de gomer. So writes the shach. It's mamish het de gomer. However, there's one exception. The exception is klei cheres. What klei cheres? Klei cheres cannot be kasher. If it cannot be kasher, we're afraid down the road, somewhere down the line, you'll make a mistake and use it for hat. That's why klei cheres is a potential problem. Okay, take a look at the very, very end of the shach. You mang the shach. He says, no problem. Calls it b'derech aroy. Aval yimbol yishtamish b'derech keva afil utzonin. Also, why? Zeru Hashem yishtamish b'chamin. As he quotes the Ramah in Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph, Sifhei. Okay. And a few lines earlier he says, well, klicheres could also be a problem. Why klicheres be a problem? Because since you can never kasher it, he wasn't afraid he's going to use it, make a mistake. Everything else, he'll kasher it. Bekitzer, so this is a discussion, but it seems to me that once again, it's only a problem if it's in your house, if you're in a restaurant, using kli cheres, they give you ice cream. They'll give you ice cream and a kli cheres. Right? I don't care what they use kli cheres. They could use it for chaz treif. Who cares? I'm not having cold. There's no chash when you use it again for hat. I'll never see this cheres again in my life. Ever. Okay. And what's considered to be derech keva? I don't think restaurants are derech keva at all. Some want to say if you go once a month, it's already considered derech keva. I don't see it. So this is sif beis. Interestingly, in sif gimel, something along the same lines. Take a look, if you don't mind. Along the same lines. So no meat should ever touch any bread because you're afraid they're going to eat it with cheese. Okay. Says the Shach, Dalit, below Adocha, v'chashin and shevdim and ishti, v'yocha below Adocha, v'niskar, v'sbar, v'sivkot, n'alef, daf k'shech amein lach. Okay, so this is important. If you look in the Prima Gadim, Briefly, he quotes a kent habadacha. What kind of hadacha works by pas? Only the outside of the pas, not the inside of the pas. Remember that? The hard crust on the outside, you can rinse it. Inside, it don't work. You have to cut it off. Fine. These are discussions which we had. Okay. One last point in Simon Sadi before we start Sadi Beis, which is, of course, our main chazara both for today and tomorrow, Pesach of the Shemaya. There's one more point in Simon Sadi Aleph, Siv Zion, which is based on the Gemara. Let's open the Gemara, both sides, to Kuf Yud Beis. This is sort of a self-standing topic, but it has ramifications. Top line. Amar Aleph. Kishos gar lebe paske v'yachim. Okay. What's the case? Well, you have to, certain things you have to be careful about, to be gorer. You have to cut it. That's the first Gemara. A little bit later on, the Gemara talks about bagol the nafal akada the kimcha. Gemara has a discussion that a certain person was matirit. But this is not so salty. But here comes the two problems. If it's raw, by klipah. If he's by pili, if there are crevices, kule yaser. Or metal batav and kule yaser. When does this apply? So if you ask any person that I would say, top guy in the street, when it's supply, I know what he would tell you. It has to be hot. If it's cold, we already have the cloud got up at in. Tzon if it's on, there's no blia whatsoever. We know that. Who said so? The Ran. Sli, what does the word sli mean? So the word sli means roasted. But the word sli, according to the Ran, can mean something else. It's hot. Right? The word sli, somewhere in Shas, means hot, not cold. Take a look, if you will, over here. V'chai, it's on page Kuf Chaf Aleph, the second paragraph. V'chai, utzli, I mean, chai, hainu tzonein, utzli, hainu roseach. Avot tzli tzonein, areo kishar tzonein di alma. The saga li ba'docha. Al tzli roseach kamav. Urcha de tamud ochi, the kar li tzli roseach tzli. Stama. He has a rhyme, psachim, ayin hei, etc., etc., etc. And if it's ishpe pili, they're crevices, again, sli roseach. Otherwise, nothing. Instead of being only a kadei klipa and a teal, it goes all the way. The tablet also roseach. Finished. Shalom kediri balat rumazal. Shekosav da filu chai. Is means raw and cold. Ispe pili kulawasa. Falo nihira. The tzonein vare badocha biyamasai. That's the rat is the passion over here. But it's true that there are others who disagree. Open to the Rosh and Simon Lamed Gimel. The Rosh and Simon Lamed Gimel. One second, please. And our print is on page Resh Hey, Lamed Gimel. Okay. With the last two lines on the page. Hani Milichai Aval Tziba Klipa Vafilu Betzonein. Whoa! Why? Well, Dayadetzliya Rochichu Uboleya. And Pili Asakul is not enough klipa. Lechora Mashma, Atzli Koi, Sefer Truma says Afiluchai, we saw the Ranko says Sefer Truma, etc. So there's all these chumras. How do we pass in the halacha? The Dibri Chamuda says that the Ran disagrees with this whole thing. And the Rashba, and the Ravid. Once it's closed, once it's cold, it's cold. It's only Gomer. And what does Rambo say? Should follow the rush. That sleeve should be a problem. But in the Rambo, he says, well, if there's no hefsed meruba, that's, we're going to take a look here right now, in our Simon Sadi Aleph, Sif Zion. We go all the way to Sif Zion. The rest we covered already a long time ago in Kufay. Okay? The Mechaba quotes, Sli Roseach, they needed a klipa, bekoyim, all by Roseach. The Mechaber is following the Yeshida of the Iran. Ramah, v'yesh omim, tafilahem tzoninin, tinachi, chenesh, nilingamein, hefsed, meruba. As we just saw in Dibri Chamudot, he quotes the Rosh, lechatchila, lechatchila. Fine. That's what he says. Good. So lemaisa, lemaisa, if you have to worry about this, what's the story? What's the story? So here's a question which the later post can talk about. The Taz Sifkot Yud Beis talks about it. The Shach Sifkot Chaf Aleph talks about it. What's the bottom line? This is what. Where's the question? The question becomes, what happens if you have a leak in your refrigerator and milk falls on chicken? So people ask me the question, yeah, no problem. Tzonim b'tzonim. What can we just rinse it off? Dayenu. Right? Rinse it off. That seems to me to make the most sense. That's the sheet of the Ran and the Mechaber. And if you look at the end of Siv Dalet, here in Siman Sariyav, just the very last line in Siv Dalet, that's what he seems to say. B'pshuto. V'mdaflu zera toch zet tzonim. Mediach habasar mutar. Shalom. Done. Done. Finished. That's a mechab, of course, the Shitaso and Siv Zayin. They come to the later poskim and they wake up and say, hey, Rabbi, watch out. When you pass the Siv Dal, don't forget Siv Zayin. And don't forget the Ramah, if you're Ashkenazi. Take a look in the body of Shulchan over here. At the end of Siv Dal. He says, Tzodadin, Ayin Le'el Laman Aleph. Oh. So if you have to look back at Laman Aleph, so you look back at Laman Aleph, what does it say? Say, Shara Basa Mutter, Yesh Omna Miknash Abasa Nesa Kula Fila Basa Vacholov, Sodanin, look at Siv Zayin and the Ramo. So this is an interesting problem. I never thought of it before. I was reading about Yeshua and Laman Aleph. It just makes reference, you know, that this Mechab is so same with Shitoso and Zayin, he's Mekel, but there's the Ramo to worry about. So in many of these cases, there will be a problem according to the Ramo, at least the Chatchil. We now with Siyata Dishmaya begin. We'll call the central simon of Hilchos Basar Becholov. Not that anything we said that was not important, very important, but the Sadi Beis is the real main place where we have Hilchos Basar Becholov. And it all starts with the Gemara, as always. And let's see the Gemara first before we enter into Sadi Beis. There are two Gemaras primarily. We'll start with the Mishnah Kuf Ches. That's the real sugya on Kuf Ches, famous sugya, the Mishnah. Tipas cholav shenafla haticha yeshba benosan tam bosa haticha aser nieres akadera yeshba benosan tam bosa kadera aser. Skipping the first part of the Gemara says as follows: Omer Rav, kemesh nosan tam bechaticha haticha atanas in the vela. Here it is. Voseras kol hatichos kul beishen mina. Again. Chanan is only found in the Shas Bavli, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei mazut v'mered Rav Mori l'Ravina, michti Rav Dama kamash shmaita k'Rabbi Yehuda, amin min 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 olo botil, amin pligad d'rava, dama rava, kosov Rabbi Yehuda, kol shu mino umino v'davarache, min 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 v'davarache, salek es minik mishen, es yinu min ma'ar rava v'vatlo. Amalei, you're right. If it's rotev rake, you're right. It's rotev ova. Fine. Everyone understands so far? Microsoft. New terms. Ikasava efshel sochto mutter chaticha amainas is nevela. These two things are either similar or identical, as we shall see. Elukasava efshel sochto aser. Yeah, itmas hol machlokas. Yeah. And Rav holds that way. Aye, kazayis basar shenafa of the last two lines. Tok yorish shel cholav amar Rav basar aser v'cholav mutter. If Efshel Sochto Aser, a very famous line on top of Chuf Chesam and Beis, Chol my mutter, Chol Nevelo. More is right answering what? We know the answer. The first answer, Kedivalo Cholov. More rejects that answer. Impossible. There it is. Nafla Toch Yoro Sachas, but the little Aleph is the Mivla Bala, Mivla Polit, and Kodav Vesilko. Adkant, it's a unique case. Otherwise, we'd say Chaticha Nasa Nevelo. Fine. So far, so good. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's considered to be Mino, and Mimimino is Bi Mashu. This is the first Gemara Rabosai on Daf Kufches. Now, there is yet another Gemara on Daf Kufam and Aleph. Says the Gemara, Chaticha shall nevela v'shal dag tome ena oseres achatitin tam berotem v'kibim v'chatichas. Rav says, no. came in the time of Chaticha, Chaticha Asanas and Devela, for Sarah's called Chaticha's Kul Neshe Mina. Stop. The simple read, we have to confess, Rabbi Natam is right. Chaticha Nath applies in Shari Surim. There's not the Basel Bechol of this Gemara over here, and Dav Kuf. The simple, simple, go back always to the basics. Basics. Frek the Gemara. Rab goes like Rabbi Yehuda, Mim Mina Lo Batel, Mayir Kinos and Tam, Afilu Kidonos and Tam Nami. So it was two answers. First answer is Bikshikida and Vesuka. Rashi explains the last Rashi in the Daf. The Iser Vesilek Rotev Kodem Sheyitin Acheres Bikadera. Hilkach Nos the Tam Berishona Rezu Choseres Ros Rosson. Vilav B'may Mitzri. Hashmina the Chatik Asan Asan Nevela. Lesel Chavrosel Bifle Tosa. Okay? You took the original thing away. So therefore, it has to be Nosan Tam. Rava Amar, the famous Rava. Afilu Tema Lo Kona Vesilko. Havi Minu Minu Dabar Acha. Minu Minu Dabar Acha. Sagmin Shemenu. Minu Shemenu. Rava Lava Mavatlo. So Rashi explains. It's over here in the veil and Shchuta. Tavlin Verotev. It's Minu. The Heter. Ena Mavatlo. The Iser. Lo Masifu. El Esal Keo Kamisha. It's neutral. Doesn't count for good or for ill. Finishu and available rotev, who bought an available rotev, who the keeper. So if another time we show a tchila biyot shalom riba rotev oleha, v'yachak kach nos and mayim the keeper v'chatiras nitzos v'chatir we show an available says mikakol meshen mina, v'lo motzu l'chatiras levatla afal pish yeshu yosef v'sheshiver for otu levado ain bo kadei levatel shnehem. So Rashi is explaining because chatiras nas and available. So therefore, you have to even, it has two nafkaminas. One, according to Yehuda, is never bottle. And two, according to us, he needs shishim on the whole thing. That's the chanan that we know. We don't pass the Yehuda. Rashi does. We don't pass the Yehuda. So for us, chanan is only 60 times the whole thing. Okay? So if you cook two pieces in a pot, kosher and treif, all right? You pull out the treif, you need 60 times the kosher. Because the kosher is not an avela. That's the chanan that we know about. And according to Rabbi Natam, the simple reading applies to Shari Surim. It's not a Ramah Paschim's halacha. Mechaba disagrees. This is the famous sugi. Okay, fine. A famous sugi. So before we go any further, we have to see a number of Rishonim. The first, we have to see the Tosfos B'Shulchan Aruch Vesilko. It's a very important question. We'll come back to this a little later, but let's just see the question first. Lomli shachaticha shel heter kibla tam and anavela afilo nasa tam nami doesn't mean no says bekoshu. What do you tam for? Rabbi Natam says nei di gufa mitzra bekoshu. So N A B N asses A and it's nevela even with a koshu become galar minon shetayasa nevela less a kolacheres than eshet asa B came and she asked me lo nesra lo de koshu. So nothing. So for some reason, which you haven't fully fleshed out yet, he would not apply chanan in that case. Rabbi Nefraim meyomer mitokach tafilu ki nasta batam ena heta nasa nevela shivstach shishugunek kolachadik. He denies chanan b'shari surim. And he said balua. So according to Rav, mimimino lo botel kshachatichas heta kil batam ena nevela. Oh. Choshiv o isur ki iluhu be'en voseres kolachatichas b'mashu. If there's a tam. Why not? Because you don't say chanan b'shari surim. It's only by basa b'chol you say chanan. The famous Rabbeinu Ephraim. So we're starting to take off the gloves here. We're seeing this mega fight between these two gedolim and Tarim and Ephraim, and how it's first played out in our Tosfos. Now, and they bring riots back and forth. Okay, we're not going to all the riots back and forth. There's an important riot here at the very bottom of Kuf Amud Aleph in the Tosfos, towards the bottom. Rabbi Ephraim brought a raya, Olav HaSholem, gets a title, which you don't check on your internet. How many of them say in Shas and Tos Olav HaSholem? Huh? I don't remember it. I guess he has. We tried last time?
The only one.
Okay, so it wasn't wrong. All of Hashalom, all the Gdoli Olam, for all the generations. Aleihem Hashalom. But somehow he was this title here, I don't know exactly why. He brought a raya from the Gemara Tzadich Es, we learned this a long time ago. Kazayis, the Tarba, the Navel, the Kula, the Bistro. The Kula is a Sal. Malach Hadicha Shabbasar Oseach. You don't say Hadicha Nasa Nevela. So Rabbi Natan gets out of it two ways. One, he quotes the Zayda, Rashi, not referring to chatichas and a sal, referring to a kalachas, it's referring to a pot. Different story. And then they say, even if you'll say that it's sal, because it's pasha pshat is that way, ain't right. Well, there's seven lines from the bottom. The mamadashach. Im ain achel mefapeh mechaticha lechaticha moshe pirashnu liel. Im kein ain aser el achaticha shenof lelech hachelev vasham utaras. Fine. Stop. The Tosfos is the Yesod. If it's going to be spread out to the whole Chaticha, it's not a part of the principle of Chaticha Nasa Nevela. The question, of course, becomes why? So here we're going to pull out our other favorite Sefer. This is again to show you quickly. Thank you, Binyamin. Megillah Sefer discusses this at some length. Quotes Tosfos.
Which page?
Page Lamed Vav. Uvur, Shemesines Atamid Mizmanit. Temporary. Vasidal is battle, ain't no seris. So here in our case, nay da bosa no santam becholov hanichnas bo. Aval re tam ze omen miad is battle kshi yosa hacholov mecha chaticha vitam a bosa shebo yispaze becholah kdeiro. He wants to understand this then. Again, what's he quote? Kuv chesem et beis. Why is that so? Because had it been one connection, we wouldn't say Chanan in the first place. Okay? Wouldn't help. Again, for us, Timas Kfele will not help because the Cholub itself is Cholub Nevela, as the Gemara said, Beferish. Okay? So Cholub Bechaticha. It's kecholok liatzmo. It's ena mekusher im acholah shebikdeira. L'chein, af agav she'en koch bebosa lo seiz tam bekol acholah shebikdeira. B'chol zos yesh bekocho lahatim es acholav haniv lebov leser also. Look in the Ran who said so. Let's take a look. Rabosai in the Ran, kuf chav zayin, he says it beferish. On column 2 towards the end. It's a new paragraph in our print. The word is found in the Ran. It's not an invention of the Megillah Sefer or anybody else. It goes all the way back to the Ran. Frekdeb, what happened to the din of Sofal Ispashet? That's the Kasha. And don't tell me it's not us the Spashet whole because Manchto Noch Mirsichoso Ein Achol of Nifla Bechutz. The Begumara said, Muchach, Shem Nafal Liyora Shein of Asachas, Gam Kein Asa Achol of Nevela. Vosu Zakdei Afshachol of Yotze Miyat. We saw the Gemara. Who has his kasha the chazanish? Golador has his kasha. What's his answer? She ain't time a boss omer the spashet calls man shachol of muvla betocha bossar el yacha shiyotza lo mikri omer the spashet. It's mechusar maisa. That's his first error. It's mechusar maisa. He need another action to do it. Aye, the bishop himself does the maisa. No. Tavcha chisorn b'liel on mikri chisorn. Chisorn yitzia eschol mikri mechusa maisa. It's called a mechusa maisa. And it's nasa nevela. He doesn't understand. Why should it be so? Is it chulim by basa b'cholof? What's going on? It doesn't add up. This is the key. This, we think, is the correct shot, even though the others before Chazanish didn't say it. That's why I'm going to read it to you from here. He says it, as I told you, in poetic language that I thought was Chazanish language. I was sure of it because it's poetry. I looked at Chazanish, no, it wasn't there. He made up the poetry. Okay, so watch. Also, cholav shubitalech is spashtus. What? It's spreading. Eino nivla ba'osa mokha shenofol rak mifkin pocket bay. There's a lokeach zman. Acha cholav nivla, watch the word, u misrachev, in lashon harkova, ima bosar. V'kodol osa zman, rak ma'ura vimo. It's only mixed in. Lo murka vimo. It's not, which would you use? Combined with. Yad Yehuda says against the Aruch HaShulchan, against that Piskei Tshuva in the Chamud of Daniel. B'liya happens instantaneously. Right from Hagola, we went through this whole time with Lentzim and Kufay. Yeah. Here's another poetic word. His mazgus hatam b'chaticha lokach hazman. His mazgus will be called the combination, right? Mizug is a combination, as opposed to taruv is just a mixture. Okay, it's a stronger word. It takes time. V'yemnir okisa miyad moa lefashet es hacholav koneshin nismazeg v'nisbashen l'mabosor. Meridik. Now we understand why cholav shanivle mechaticha sabos and asa nevela shushu mismazeg u'misrachev im tama bas is mazgus mukhletes. Why? She a bas ulo betalach is bashes biachas hacholav. It's standing still. It's a block of meat. Achakach. Hacholav yotze lechutz umispazim im tama bas is shabo. Abel shaper nasa nevel lekonim lechem. Av she mukhon lot says. It's not a question of whether it was going to happen by itself, not by itself. Even if it doesn't happen by itself, it's still nasa nevel. Even if it does happen by itself, it's not necessarily nasa nevela. En ze chesor ma she nesina satam is manit, ela kovea im hoisa es mazus mukhletes ben atamim. Meridik. He says, if that's the case, iru yichol ha bos al demanoi lo agova, berega ho iru mis ar miyad tam achol ha bechokhaticha, yeah, ve es mazus beineem, nasa es leachak mekein, afshikon nigmar ha iru kolom lechein. That's why we don't say Chanan in that kind of a case. Ad Khan, the beautiful quotation of the Chazanish, which is a very, very Meridik Achidish. A Meridik Achidish. No one before Chazanish had said this way. Nobody. And they got stuck. I want to show why I thought the Chazanish is right, because they got stuck with their... How'd they understand it? They understood it that the Ran, who says it's Chaluk, is it know why it's Chaluk? It's in a food item. Only if it's in a Kli, it's not considered to be cholok. We understood this a long time ago. We spoke about things that are easier to come out of kale than to come out of foods. That's why we say belua yotzim mikli beli rotev. All these things we spoke about a long time ago are the way the classic achron. I'm not blaming them. That's how I learned pshat in the rat. That's how I did learn pshat in the rat. I Sugai, before I discover this Chazanish, but you get into trouble. Where you get into trouble? Look at this. Sadi Dalvav. Bitsalem Shebolu Bosov and Nafl Toch Kerecho Leves. Im Yodua Kama Bosov Bolu. Ain Sarah Shishim and Kola Bitsalem. And Laraka Negara Bosov, Rabulua Bem. The Beheter Abulua Bechaticha. Rabuchanan. Chaticha is Nasa Nevela. Chaticha is not Nasa Fleshiks. Frek the Helio Bikiva Eger. Right there. Let's take a look. Let's open up the Sadi Dalvav and see what it says. Kivega is right there. Let's see, Sadi Dalvav. Solomon Yerokas, Shebolim, Ibosar, Bishlam, Kedera, Cholevis, Kedua, Kama, Bosar, Balua, Solomon Yerokas, and Sarach, Shishim, Melek, Negada, Bosar. Why don't you say Hanan? Why say Hanan? Because it's heter. It's heter. It's not considered to be a problem over here. As he quotes in Chav Gimel in the Shach, Min chaticha nas nevela el bishari surim. El os lafuke b'tzom shebuluim kulim mecholav. Shemachak basar. Lo sagi b'shishim negar ha-basar. Let's go slow. Let's go slowly. What does it say? Back to here. Kivega Sakasha. What does it say there? Psalm Shabbala Bosav Nothal Tokhtera Cholevis. What the chlev means? A milachik pot. Right? So what's it then? What's it then? You don't need 60 for all the psalm. Bosa Balua Behem. The Beheta Balua Bechaticha. Right? It's heter. Chaticha nasa is nevel, and chaticha is not nasa fleshes. Oh. Kivege, yes, akasha. Bibishna b'cholav, ishloma debein and shishim neged kolav b'tzolim. Why? It's the last line that's longer b'kivege. He tells you why, two steps. The cholav nichas b'tocho. The milk gets into the onion. V'nasa nevela. But the Yotze v'Yose, the B'Solom Nishara v'Yisuram, I the Ramah Lublin is against me, and the Ramah is beferish against me in Sim Misadi Hesiv Beis. I'm stuck. Yeah, but you can't go against the Ramah and Ramah Lublin so easily. We assume that they're right. Rabbi Kivega is not correct. What led Rabbi Kivega to his conclusion? Yeah. Oh, Chazanish is a new word. That what also the spashe shatamem lo mismazgin miyad. Okay, if that's the case, what comes in our situation? Bekedera b'sora shabisha b'cholav mo ultimas kvela sadi zayinim anal from a furshu gemara. Why don't we say at the cholav nichas b'dofen akedera nasa nevela mitama b'sora b'luabo? And kfele will not help. So what did Ravan say? We saw this in the Mordechai, if you remember. This is the whole tumul petayim with the Mordechai. What did he say? What did he say? You don't say shechole b'dofne akhede. You don't say why? Who mekushar im achole shebesoch akhedeira umitztarif imo. It's mutter. What's pshat to the chumas adeshen? Yesh lechalek ben balua ba'ochel lebalua b'kli. The balua b'ochel ain't a mekusha mashar. L'chein havi chalav nevela. B'kli it's mekusha. The prima gadol runs away, the chavas dasan's away, and they got stuck with this kasha by b'tzolim. Balua mi'b'sor the gamze b'chalav and nevela b'tzolim. Ain't a makusha l'shara kedera came and davi ochel v'tzorach liyosav alesor gavalt the b'kivegas kashi is no real teretz. Chazanish quotes the Ravan No, he means maimshat. Maimshat. The raksha chalav nila b'basa b'en. Oh, is that basa gover ala chalav u'mavliya bo'as tamo b'yofen sheshuvlo yiv parad mi menu. L'chein nasa chalav nevela. It's combined, not just mixed. Hashaykein b'yofen shabasa rak b'lua b'kli. Ein hu misgaber al ha-cholav ha-nivla b'kli u-misrachev imo. It has become one with it. Al-rak ma'ur of yachadim imo. U-shiyotsu me-ha-kli he-masidin l-spashin li-porid ze-mizeh v'zeh ha-din she-yistun ratoysis b'os l-spashin eno nasin avelo. There's no distinction between b'lua b'kli and b'lua b'ochel. What's the difference? Between b'lua b'boso b'en when it's my betzolim that have tam basar ain't a chalav nasa nevela. Why? The tam a basar a belua behem ain't a gover umisrachev im tam a chalav a nivla behem a rak ma'ur of imo. But then I betzolim because in a kedera a whole different approach with a whole different result. This is why we think we like the Chazon Ish because the Ramos that way and other posts come out that way, even though it's against many don't have as das among them. Ad kan rabosai, this the kud. Fine. This connection, rabosai. Take a look on the shach. Simet sari ches, sif katan he. Yes, we were supposed to have finished sari ches a long time, the first thing we learned. But I told you already then, when it says chanan, we skip it. But there has to be a day of reckoning, right? So rabosai, today, that wasn't chodesh elul. That's Chodesh Adar. It's 6 months later. The day of reckoning has come. It has to come. If you want to be honest, it comes. Simet Sari Ches, Sivkot and Hay in the Shach. Ain't no ganach this b'chag goy. We know in the very first week we learned about this. But lo koma ve'ain't no ganach this b'chag te'ima koma goy dafka goy. But Yisrael, we would rely upon. Give the case of Truma. Shenafa l'chul in the term l'kohen. K'di'isa v'shas chul in Sadi Zayinam and Alfa Boskim. We don't have Truma nowadays. But for a neder, it's relevant. Or Boso or Cholov. K'bay tznon v'chia gavna. K'moshka savti b'samuch. Is this tznon fleshiks or milchiks or parva? Okay. And he quotes the Bach. Yishas v'chai Yisrael. Etc., etc., etc. All very nice. It's very good. This is the Shach. Well, we learned this, we learned the Shach a long time ago. We said right away, it's beautiful Shach. It's wonderful. We love Shachs, okay? We love it. But now, Rabosai, we have to pay the price of having ignored this question a long time ago. Try to have to discuss it right now. Not later, mamish now. What's the outstanding question? Rabbi Ki Vega asked the question right over here. We couldn't learn it, Rabbi Ki Vega, because he has the word that was trying to avoid for so long. Yeah. Look what he says. L'chora koshes. Just a few lines that we're going to learn. Zidon de karmel an chaticha nasa nevela ke neima de chulen nechnasa betruma v'chakach she yotzen havi min b'mino de bin en shishim v'leka meka matama. Whoa. So what did Rabbi Ki Vega answer? An unbelievable answer. Tzarech lomad the dafka mina of a bishul chulin b'kedera shebishal b'truma. The b'kedera lo shayach the nichas v'nasa nevela the tamen b'chubul the mashu kedera v'ero nifrat. Right? We don't know exactly. And he refers you back to the Ravan and the Truma Sadesh and we spoke about a few minutes ago. That's very nice if they're right. But if they're not correct, we're back in trouble. When I went back in trouble, we thought they were not so correct. That's the problem. That's the problem. So let's take a look at both sides, since we're learning Sadi Beis right now. In Sadi Beis, Chavas Das, Sif Koton Aleph. The very beginning. Sif Koton Aleph. Please turn. Chavas Das and Sadi Beis. We have a lot of Chavas Das, folks. So a lot of time of Chavas Das. It's such a godel and be a stroll. But this is Mamash Aleph. In the Biurim, of course. What did it say? It says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sadi Beis, what does it say? Kazayas Basar, Shenafal asoch yoyer shel chalav osech toma goy hakdeira. Amar shesh b'tam baser asur avim lav afilu b'pachas mishishim v'osa chaticha is mutter. V'osa chaticha asur b'med ma'amurim shekonav v'holtzeh chaticha tefach chalav shabbal. Lo! Kana kodesh ha'tonuach ha'yor b'yisicha. And lo yispik l'sakla ha'shetuch ha'lifal ha'cholav shabbal afal pish ha'tomu goy ain't b'tam klal. Asur! Elim ken yesh bo shishim. Explains the Chumash Sadeshen. How does Tima work? In the Kedera Shabbosar, Shabbisha Bochalov. Hoacholov Shenichas, the Torah Kedera, Nas and available Polak. The Boshisha and Kola Kedera, Rabosai. Here's a Mefurisha Gemara. Mefurisha Gemara, Adaf Tzadi Zion, Omen Aleph. Take a look. Here we go. Kedera shebishle b'bosol yivashle b'cholov v'bishle b'nos in tam. What happened? We should say that it's min b'mino and nos in tam shouldn't work. Shouldn't work. That's the question. Oh. Let's take a look at the Chavos Dasi and Simen Tzadi Beis Sivkot and Aleph. Tzatzot Chumas Adeshen and tells you that the cholov is should be required shishim mechalei ben belua bekedera the mekushiru acholov is toch hakedera lei belua betofne hakedera ben nasa nevela mash ein gevin did the mechal and the mechal and the mekushiru nasa nevela the classic case. If that's the case, but solim, yeah, what's going to happen if it happens three times? It should be three times shishim shlosh zaysim. Cholov shenichas l'tzolch ha'pitzolim nasa nevela ochal ena mekushim v'chozim v'flotin l'tzolch shlosh ha'pomim shishim. This is along the lines of the question we just asked. Tzadi dal zivov Rabbi Kivegas kasha ena tzorach rak pa'amach ha'shishim. The place he has the kasha. And he gives a very complicated answer which I'm not going to go into at this very moment, but he's all basing himself, as we said before, on his original assumption. Oh. So, Chavos Das makes a distinction between Basa Becholov and Shari Sur. Okay, that's his distinction, which is somehow going to solve the problem. Okay. If you want to see what I'm driving at, you can look. I don't know if you have my print. I have a little dalet somewhere. V'nir l'kosha midi. That's where it starts. Lo chashina shagrisin bolo adashin yosin mikamos mikamos agrisin. Shishim is not a sheer bittel. It's going to be less than shishim. The kfeil says there's no time. Chazal says 60 is an approximation. And the kufay says if you dial the famous din. Melech balur bidam, misharina kilu kulo dam. Ein anes chama me'aoser. Okay, lemay nechushlo. Kevin the roan shagrisin and yichol lahatim bekamuson. My ikal emema dilma adashim shenazu nevela toch agrisin v'niftum hein matim mitam and yosem me agrisin. If you have shalom mitam and demim minu, ma bekach. Lo yel matashim hayom matim and kemelech matavlin. Cholav gufei azul v'lo neseru azin abasa tam didei v'nochanu says the Rebbe Baruch Gvalt hasam akula shadayim yeshishim neged hamelach v'atam kevin de'ein adam yochol l'spashi yosem yeshishim l'chach gam haneser v'menu enosem v'gad shishim avol gabi grisin v'gavna d'lech ha'shishim t'yaf al pi kein ein tam agrisin nirgash v'adoshin even though it's less than 1%. And the hakla b'zayim tana klal shina nesa chamim in haosa. Why? To b'stam kol yisa dainina kiyachol ispasha mitama mishishim. Raka'ez, right in this moment. Eshlon ispasha like recent heitev v'lo bolu kol tama. Kuhu b'poskim the klal munach and ispasha mafet mitobit ke'erech shoveh. Yeah, so that's not comparable to our situation. This is the kasha of Rebbe Baruch. So the Chavos Das's teretz is not so great. Rather, what should we say? The Chazanish's vart. That should be the vart. Nothing to do with that. There's been food and kalim, as the Rebbe Kivege and the Chavos Das and the Prima Gadim all understood. They all understood it the same way. Chazanish understands it a different way. I want to show it to you again using this device of quoting the Sefer. Where do I get this again? I want to start from scratch here. Let's go here. Come right back. No, I don't want that one. How about I get to a different... Scroll down. Is it going to work?
Where is it?
I want it for a different page. Let's go. Okay, we'll go back a little bit. I'll get it. Come on. Oh, no. Okay. This is discussed by the Sefer Megillah Sefer, not over here, but later on. Take a look. Let's see. V'yol chatich anas tevele gam b'shar yisuri, to be paskin. Lo tovol timas kfele b'chatich anas yisuri shenefle l'kadeira. Why? The rota shebikdera nivla bechaticha nas in the veila, shenifla the kedera avimim bemino, team won't work. Before shegamara kuf chesam in base, alsim and sadi base, chaticha zbasu shenav the yar shel galav, shemuila atima misham ze, he needs shishin neged the chaticha. Here too in our situation, Kivega says when is going to work? Unbelievable case. Shekadam v'silika chaticha kodesh she poska resicha, adai lo chazal pod mashmar shabola. Or hezach b'shabbos b'kedera shalisur, an empty pot. To bezeh adin shona kevin shemash nivle b'stof and akedera b'kusha, etc. etc. Prima Gadim holds away. As we keep making quotes over there, and fine. Chavos Das disagrees. He says only by cholav and nivle b'chatir as basar shachalav u'guf ayisur l'chein osu b'pleitoso me'achaticha at shishim. It's itself. And we pass that way, end of Simichu Feris, if you're Dalit. So here too, the road to Evahanivla Bechaticha, and also Yosem Bechaticha, Osroso, Esi Yemre Baruch against the Chavos Das. No. Shani Yochasha, Osir Ula Yesh Bechokal Hatem Satavshal, and Pamazos Lohitim. That's his kasha. Well, the Chavos Das will say it back, no. Ho, Vibishal Zeh, Lohoya Bechokh Osir Lesser. Even though I couldn't answer it, you're definitely longer. The kasha doesn't say Yiddish, the kasha is starpinish. Here's the kasha, not such a big kasha. Yeshavi Raya Atsuma, the Dibre Chavos Das. Gotta love it. Not a Raya, a Raya Atsuma. Who wants to translate Atsuma? Powerful. Kochi Ve'otzem Yodi. A powerful Raya to Rebbe Kivega. Because where do you get Timas Kvele from? Rav Yochanan Chul and Tzadi Zayin. Rav Yochanan said so, Befurish. Rav Yochanan was on who said, what did he tell him? He said, go get a kfeila to taste it. Rav Yochan, samchina kfeila ramo. Hochinami, samchina kfeila ramo. What's the context? The context is as follows. Read it together. Rabosai. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara has on the Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph the following din. Let's take a look. Kilchis be'ilfis avo. What's a kilchis and ilfis? Which sounds like it almost rhymes. Rashi says, kilchis sheketz dogim tanim be'ilfis shel basar. So you have a worm which is found in a pan of meat. And he asked Rav Yochanan, "L'tami kfeila ramo?" Ask the kfeila ramo to taste it. Now look at this. Look, what's happening over here? Udasa b'kivegan estarach nitzchok ma'od shemeduba b'nafal yor rosachas v'konav v'silko konav shem poska v'sicha b'ovah sherotev lochaz v'lepal zedocha gado. That's a tremendous docha. Follow me? Konav b'kivegan. You can't have a kfeil, it won't work because it's mimimino. Yeah. For Yosef Nira, the Chavis Das is right. Shebecholofem al timas kfeila. Timas a poskim mishonim achrona like the Chavis Das. Koran b'ki vege, lo mashkaka le timas kfeila, el le b'yisul lach shenafel le tavshel le lo b'chatichas, v'hoya le ha poskim le farshas adover. Come on. Rabbi Ki vege in his chidushim and shas, also was bothered by this problem. What did Lepshan kill Kospi Ofis? No! Kli shel belua mea kilchis hasura lo shea kilchis bien betoche ilfas ayin shom. Oh, that's very good. No problem. Because I rebe belua b'kdela, meaning belua nasa nevela, l'chein mo'ol timas kfele. As I'm all dolkak l'sugis ha-gemara shebetu b'ofen gazer. So both these things don't work. Very shver. Very shver. That's what he says. It's very, very shver. Okay, I'm just bringing to your attention what the Megillah Sefer is saying about this discussion, which we have over here with the Rebbe Ki Vegan, the Chavos Das, all based on the Kash of the Shach, and Simen Tzadiches, Sivkoton, Hey. All right, very good. Let's go back where we came from. Oh boy, I have to get back here. Too far. Okay. Watch. Oh. Let's take a look over here and see the Prichodesh. It's open to Chavos Das anyway. The Prichodesh here in Sivkoton base. Bosai, Prichodesh, Sivkoton base. Not so long, okay? Not so long. Bechesed, we say. What happened over here? What did the Mechaber say? The Mechaber said, Kazayis Bosa. So it's Botel B'Shishin. When Kodem Beholzi Kachaticha, otherwise, not. Goy won't help. Because Mimimino, Yeshishim, says the Prey Chodesh base. If Koda, Ozleka Yisur, and Mishim Tama Basta Shanifa, Fidilim Bechola, Ulifiha Betima Sakam Sagi, Alamo Hispik, etc. Yisur Mipne, Hachola Vatsmo Shanifa Basta Manasa Khatiras Nevela, Fechosa Benifa Bechola. Very nice. In and out. The Chim Misharini has another kasha. Have on the Shavu Yela Be'achalav Amuter Lo Kol Achalav Shem Ura B'Socha Achalav Shenasa Nevel Shem Yesh Lomar. Don't Dakinu Kulei Be'Min 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 Be'Min
Look, it's only chumrah b'derabanan. We're not so careful. Einami, pleita kamaisa kama batal. For kevash in his batal v'rishona, shuvein achoz v'venir. Karov is that kosev aran v'shem ramban. Question becomes: Rabbeinu Shalom, we pass like the Ran of Avodah Zarah. Till olam tamalo batal afilim in b'mino. We have machshavah that's called chozer v'neir. Therefore, the first teretz is the right teretz. But since it's only a question of a derabbanan, we're not going to be so strict. Fine. So far, both sides so good. We're not going to be so strict by the derabbanans. Good. But now, something very, very important. Very important. Is as follows. That Ramban that we spoke about before is interpreted by the Chazon Ish in the following way. Again, it's in Siman Yud Ches Sif Katan Aleph. I think it's quoted over here. Oh, what did Ramban say? Kama bottle. Wait. We passing. It's not bottle. A new pshat. Today is Chazon Ish day. Rabbis. Beautiful. What's a new pshat? Shani Hacha, Shetama Bosa Yotzim and Macholov, Mispazer Bekolakadera, who ain't a chose of an air. The after the Afshal is Sokto, also Vichaticha, Shekibatam Cholov and Esra, and a chose of a Tera, after Yotzim, he met a Tam Cholov, Koza be often, shall the old and low his battle. Abba Benino Nidan, Shacholov is battle Beshishin, who Poka is through me menu. Lo shayach lo ma she chose of an air, she yotze chol of nosaf, hol v'ke'es, lo mugash bo tam ha-bosor. It was already bottled. Now, what about the milk coming out of the meat going to cause damage? No, it's bottled already. That's what the Chazon Ish says. And I think you're going to add beautiful hosafa to what he said. What did he add? Lo mi boy elas sovrim, which we'll get to soon. I guess we should mention it already now. Ev shel esof to osor, Rak im nisha mashu mitam abasar ha'oser. That's the sheet of the Taz. Then, vadai shakha hishiz batal ha'cholah b'shishim, en ha'chozah v'neir, ho v'ka'es kvar, ein botam basar. So for sure it's going to be okay. Afil l'das haran, and the shakh. Ta'asov v'degamim yisokhet ha'cholah l'gamre mitam abasar, still nisha v'misir olamis. Haynu davka akha shenesar. Sheni sura pokea mimenu. Avlam kvor is batel acholo b'shishim upoka yisuro mimenu. Shuv eino choze v'neir b'lo shiye bo tamboso sheyesrenu. And the Bar Yashulchan already said this on his own. Meiridik. Gevaldik. Terrific. Had the following shaila rabosai. We spoke about this in a Mishnah Berurah. This is Chaver Olai, so I want to show it to you again, even though we're not so much too many things today, but this has to be shown. Mishabur Shin Yud Ches Hichel Shabbos. Writes as follows. What happens? Maya Merubim Koyat Sonen L'Soh Chamen in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Beis. I pour in cold into hot. V'cheinim Chamen L'Toch Tzonon Hoya B'Tzonen Merubim Shoy. I pour a lot at one time. Chosav b'chay adam to betzona lechamin davka b'shofech shvicha gedola hakol b'pamachas ama ma'at ma'at also la'aros. Why? Shemavashal techef u'mayo ma'ashem etzad la'chakach. They got to pour it in all in one shot. Frek tishar hatzion. Yesh ne'ayin. Shebedava charif, Kaimalon Shesh Yitan Al Or Vyaskal Artiach. Have the Ad Ala Uru Gamkin and a Mavasha Berega Rishona. He's associating the Artiach with Bishop, which is the Chiddush. Gam Kan Afshim is Arif Techev Bachamin. Mikomakom a Mizbashal Techev Ache Yishboch Hashar. So what's the problem? Yes, he doesn't understand what is what it should be true. This should be true. Here's a question. We had a yesod of the Chazon Ish. You pour something into something that is misarev miyad, it immediately mixes, but what he called the mizug and the harkava only comes later on. And I want to suggest to you that the definition of bishul b'shabbos, we're talking about Shabbos over here, is this mizug v'harkava. And therefore, we can suggest against the Chayodah, even ma'at is mutter, as the Sharatzion is implying. I'll tell you the truth. You pour it all in one shot. It's also ma'at. If you want to be a scientist, you put it all in one shot. But the first piece of that one shot, by definition, is going to be hit the hot stuff first. So it's vital the same thing. So what have you gained? Right? Technically speaking. The answer, of course, is we're suggesting now it does get hot right away, and it's even misarev right away. But the definition of bishul I wanted to suggest is mismazeg or misrachev, all the fancy words that the Megillah Sefer taught us, which is based on the Chazon Ish. That's what it says. And my final point was maybe it's what the Rashba means. The Rashba is the kasha. How do you put cold water in a klisheni of hot water? Are you kidding me? You put water into... Try it. Take a little few drops of cold water in a teaspoon and pour it into a hot klisheni and see what happens. See what happens. What's going to happen? You'll see it's become very, very hot very, very quickly. That sounds like it's special to me. So I mentioned the Rashba is this kasha. No, I'm saying the other way around. The Chayodim says you can't pour it in one, and right. Slowly you got to pour it at once. So I'm saying, and you pour it at once, it's still slowly. Just a faster slowly. But something hit it first, let that be cooked immediately. Right? I mean, that's just a sort of an... I'm sorry. I'm arguing that perhaps both cases would be mutter, which is what the Sharatzion is implying, right? Sharatzion says, Chayodim asked it, yesh la'ayin. Right, yesh la'ayin, ein mispashal techa v'ashishavich hashar. Maybe the Chayodim is not correct. So I wanted to tell you what the Rashba says, a very enigmatic Rashba, which all my years I had a different interpretation. But after learning, seeing this, maybe I got it wrong. Maybe I got it wrong. What? I'm sure it's right in front of me, but I can't find it. Second. Oh. Well, he says as follows. The klishenihu le'ola mutter shenubah l'idei hefsher v'afilu hoyu mayim v'shiyatza lettuce man li'acha shenis arvu Sona letochan. You're counterfactual. Pour a little water and it's going to become boiling hot. Nah. Eno machmas atzonen sheyeshbo lios sheyeshbo lios yad soledes. And the machmas harishona shlonestananu. Not that the cold became hot, the hot didn't become cold. So we ask the kasha, Rabbeinu Shalom, it's all mixed in together. And they say, yesh bila, it's all mixed in together. What do you mean? This doesn't make sense. So all the years I gave a teretz, it's based on Rabbi Ida, it's one of the racha, it's considered not derech bishul. That was the answer we always gave. Not considered derech bishul. It's not derech bishul, it's derech bonan. They would make a kind of a low plug lekula, if I may use that expression. A low plug lekula. Now I'm thinking to myself, I have to learn this Indian. Wait a minute. Maybe there's a different answer. The answer is that yes, there is a tarovis. And of course, all the water, every drop of water is now Yatzel Lettuce Bo. But that's not sufficient to make you chayim and bishul. Maybe the chiyuv bishul b'shabbos is only a hismazgus and harkovas hatamim. And now you don't have instantly. That takes a while, as the Chazanish said. So you pour a little bit in. Sure, instantly it's going to turn 160 degrees. That's a lettuce bowl. That's only because it's a tarovis. It takes a bit of a longer time for the action to be a smazgus and a harkava, which is a higher level. This reminds me of something which we spoke about quite a while ago. Is there such a concept of blia within lach balach? You may recall that was the machlokes Chavos Das and Yad Yehuda. I don't know if you remember that. That's very, very relevant. We learned the sugya of Ein Kli Yosim Chaticha Lachliya Velo Rotev. Do you need a puddle, as the Chavos Das said, or is it even up a little bit, as the Yad Yehuda said? We like the Chavos Das, and we saw that there's no raya in either direction. The chulia with all the rice we were shlug upable. But here it sounds like this, maybe it's an indication that the concept of Ismazgus and Arkova and Belia, even in Lach Balach, which would be a riot perhaps to the opinion of the Chavos Das, which we're trying to think is correct. We'll get to it a little bit later on, after Govait and Sadi base. This is a colorably this concept. I'm trying to be to advocate for the Chavos Das opinion against the Yad Yehuda. Fine.
Why wouldn't you automatically become higher 10 minutes later then? Even if we explain it this way, so that only explains why you're not higher, let's say, the first 3 seconds.
No, not 10 minutes later, 10 seconds later already, it's cold. You pour in a whole bunch of Marubin. The question is how you put it slowly.
Never reached a point of Hismazgus when it was hot for you to be high.
No, and Klisheni cannot achieve Hismazgus. Ain't a Mavasha. Yeah, it's hot because of Tarovis. Uh-huh. That was my Chiddush for many, many years. So maybe there's another possible answer to this question. I want to just discuss one more point, then we have to stop. We'll leave it tomorrow. I want to do the rest of the Chazar, and I would love to have time to talk a little bit about Pasha Zohar and about Tainus Esther, because after tomorrow, there's no Shira rest of the week. Full time Chazar, hopefully Sunday morning. Time? What time do you want? 11 o'clock? You'll let me know tomorrow what time the guys want it, okay? Who wants to take it? I'm going to give it later. When do you finish your activity? 12. If everyone wants to take it in the afternoon, I'm going to do that too. Not so many everyone's. Okay, we'll find out. Okay. Tomorrow I have to have a vote. Okay, Rabosai, just one more topic, and that's all. One more. And that is, Rabosai, the Tosfos Tipas Cholov. We never really got around to it. Now's the time. Kuf Chesam Alaf. Kuf Chesam Alaf. Tipas Cholav Shenofa Chatichas Bosor Yesh Benosan Tam Bosor Chaticha. It's a problem. Neseres Es Osa Chaticha Kulot Chutz Rota Vayri Kedaminu Bepegir Anoshe Kach Mesharminu Be Osa Chaticha Levad La Tipa Velo Bishar Chatichas Shum Decholah Mefapea Al Kol Chaticha Ve'ein Mefapea Mechaticha Lechaverta Elai Adei Nir V'Kisui. It says in the Gemara, "Lem lo near klal amay kol chaticha sasurus mivlapol and mivlapol." Rebbeinu Shalom, if we're discussing it's chutzarot, if it's tzli, the maximum goes is kedei netila. What's going on over here? That's what's happening. This Tosfos. What is happening? There's a tremendous kasha. So let's say that open the Vilna Gaon gives you a pshat. Kuf hey sifkotin mem beis. Pshat in this Tosfos. Says the Vilna Gaon. Simen kuf hey sifkotin mem beis. Nobody says. Says the right quotes. Baben Ravur b'shabola isur b'sheinu mefapea. I will be a bolam advram and fapin betivon shum on etc. Oseres chaverta bebitzli bebelagasu bezu cham becham. What's the matter? It's yotze mechaticha lechaticha. Okay, that's the Rashi says the Hilchos Vilna Gaon. But Tosfos kuf ches tipas kosvu the tipas chol of afal pishim of hapeh and yotze mechaticha lechaticha v'lo rotev. As we close our Gemara, where do you get it from? The Mordechai. The Mordechai also when he goes to Magad Mishnah etc. V'davka cholov en mefapea rak mose chaticha. Some say, the Rashi says, avol chelev mefapea afile bechaticha lechaticha. So the Vilna Gaon is explaining Tosfos based upon the Mordechai Tarpag that cholov is iser shame and goes in the entire chaticha, but not mechaticha lechaticha. The Rashi holds it goes that cholov is not shame. That's why it doesn't go mechaticha lechaticha but rotev. On the other hand. It's my prepare the entire chaticha. What is it called? We call that chatzis shamein. Chatzis shamein, Rabbi Osai. Chatzis shamein is a phrase. I don't want to say the phrase chatzis shamein is actually used directly. There is a prichodosh here in our simon. Simon Sadi Beis prichodosh sivkaton gimel. Beis we saw already. Gimel is much, much, much longer. I'm not going to see the entire thing. Yeah, the very last two lines. V'muchalav shemefapea ktsas. We call that chati shamein. Hachaticha shemonaf al yisur kulo asura. Al emefapea mechaticha lechaticha. But shamein mamish. It guesses everything. That's how the pre-chodesh says pshat. What's called chati shamein. So again, according to Tosfos, it's shamein mamish based on the Mordechai. Goes to kol chaticha more than kedei netilah, but not to chaticha lechaticha. And the Rashba holds, it's Chatzis Shamein. Okay? There's another pshat, and once again we have to go back here. Yeah. Watch this. Ev Shalom, anu pshat. Cholav u'dovah shamein, mefapeah mechaticha lechaticha, gam lelo rote, like the Rashba. Abolo b'shoveh. It doesn't disperse evenly. L'chein ha'mispashim v'chol lechaticha, l'chum v'choshim gam shiotzim mechaticha lechaticha. Who says this? The Dogo Merivava. But he says in a way that does not make the Megillah Sefer happy. Take a look at the Dogo Merivava right over here. Take a look, please. The Dogo Merivava is going on the Shach, Sivkot, and Gimel. We haven't got to the Shach yet about this problem. But it's the Dogo Merivava on that Shach. He also talks about a particular suffix. The problem is it suffix Medina de Gemara or some later time? If it's a later time, the problem has the same shot in the Mishnah. But same shot, it's toast the same shot in a Pasha in a Mishnah. So talk about it's a later suffix is not going to be very helpful to us. So the Dogal Merabava says over here. Watch this. The Torah later on says, the Mechabe Kufei. That's only the chumrah, aber the kula lo, and therefore nesra chaticha zu. Okay, because it's we're not sure. So if we're not sure, right? Chumrah amir fapeh below the kula. Yeah, so back and forth. Fine, that's the pshat. Of course, the problem is, but the chachmei atama knew everything. They knew everything. They didn't have it. We have Sfekas. Our Sfekas won't say Pshat in the Mishnah. So Megillah Sefer said, no. It's Cholev, it's Shomei. It's Mefapeh, L'chatir, L'chatir, Feshur, but it's not B'Shoveh. That's a Sofer Rei Medina, the Gemara. And as a matter of fact, this idea is found in the Chavos Das. Take a look quickly. Chavos Das, Simen Tzadi Beis, Siv Koton, Gimel. Look what it says. Cholav aviyisa shamei, That's what Chavis Da says. So we have so far how many pshatim? Four pshatim. We have pshat and tosas. We have the gra. We have the prichodosh. We have the Chavis Das, and the Dalam Rav Ava. Okay. No, the prichodesh. No. When I said the gra, I meant the gra saying pshat based on the Mordechai. That we say that miikir edin, it's isur shamed goes mechaticha goes through the whole chaticha, not to the next chaticha. That's the end of the Gemara according to the Mordechai Tarpak. The Rashba says it goes mechaticha lechaticha below rotev, but cholim is not shamed. It's only chatzis shamed. Got it? They're two different interpretations. Then you have the Chavis Das that we just saw. That is a suffix. What is because it's mispasha b'shava? It's a Gemara deka suffix, and the Dalam Rava is a suffix from later years. We're not sure if it's mefapeh mechatich l'tich or not. And the kasha is that's the later suffix. Chavis Das is another pshat here in Sifkot and Hay. That Medina, the Tiba is also only contain the Tila, like Tzli, but we're not Bekiyim. Oh, the famous, we spent so much time in Kufay, not Bekiyim, what's Shaman, what's not Shaman. The same problem exists. Women not Bekiyim, not Shaman. But the Gemara, they were Bekiyim. Take a look at Bekiyim Eger, here's his Kasha. Eger says, Hek, Shaykh Lidano Nesarak and Ekli, but we're not sure. Ha'adim b'vumim asnisin. Osa chatiach, osa kul. In the time of the mission, there were no sfeikas. Okay, so that's the fifth shot. So the Dalam Ravav is shot, and the Chavis Das is shot over here. It's a cotton. Hey, some of the same problem. It's unlikely. The best shot, of course, is the Ran. The Ran discusses it beferish on page Kuf Chavav, and he tells us, wait a minute. It's not a question of chasi shamein. It's a question of chatzi lach, a rotev. The if you remember, it's in the very first page of the Ran, Kuf Chavav. He says, well, you know what we have over here? We have steam. Steam is not considered dry and not considered wet. It's in between. So it's not considered dry and not considered wet. That's why we say, take a look at the very beginning. He says, kol shein bo rotev. Doesn't go more than a klipa. That's Sli, the very first paragraph. Abachatik lezul kemesh omedes b'kedera mitol sheshba hevel v'lachus ha'isim espashim b'kol ha'chaticha, but only the ha'chaticha and not beyond unless you're near. So that's an in between. That's the best answer of all if you want to hold like the Ran. The Shach at the very end of Sifkot and Gimel gives a seventh answer. I'm trying to count. I think there are eight answers altogether. A seventh answer. Pshat, and then with the words of Tosfos, a seventh pshat. What does he say? There we go. What does he say at the end? Odei Shloma, Hakhtichas HaBosar Hu Shamein. And it's what we call that, Mechaba Kufay Hei, it's what we call that, Pitum. Pitum. But Pitum works only through the whole chaticha, not mechaticha, lechaticha. It's also a little bit shver, either double or nothing. The final pshat which is given over here, I'll just show it to you for a second, I'm going to have to stop. Odei Shloma, according to Rashi, we have to discuss that tomorrow, the mission with that beres chaticha should be tzosa v'tocha rotev. It's half in and half out. And Pasha pshat and Rashi is telling us, then we say the pshat in the Mishnah, that kind of a situation. In any case, ain't called akadir mitzarefes who adin shem mishnah medaberes bechaticha shakulat chutzarotev as well. But that's a little bit difficult. So we can suggest Rashi the Mishnah is talking about only this case, half in and half out. And in that case, it's mispasha bekola chaticha. Okay, even though it's not considered like the reeds all inside, but therefore it's not into the whole kadera. It goes to the entire chaticha. That's an eighth pshat, Rabosai. And if it'd be chutzah rotev, it would be only kedei netilah at maximum. Atkan Rabosai will have to stop over here. Ice against the tur and the mechaber and all these great people, right? And he says, He has a pshat. Tomorrow we'll finish it up. This is an important nakuda. I don't want to swallow it up in a half a minute. But this last pshat that we have, if you recall, let's hold off right now. We'll come to that. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.